If you're still one of those people who like to read a good book, pick up a copy of The Last Folk Hero. It is about the incomparable Bo Jackson. Many people, including myself, consider Jackson the best athlete of all time. His accomplishments across a myriad of sports are highlighted in this great read. When I was working as a consultant and recruiter with a player agency, I used to get a copy of the NHL Players Agreement. It is a comprehensive and lengthy account of the terms and conditions between the league, players and teams. It is basically a rules and regulations type thing. One thing you won't find there, for obvious reasons, is anything about loyalty. For all sides. We all know that pro hockey is a business, but it seems like with each passing day more and more players want out of their current situation. If a player is unhappy where he is certainly allowed to ask for a change. Usually, it is a big-name player with a no or limited trade clause in his deal. And that's the part that irks me and a number of fans. A player gets a no-trade deal so a team's hands are tied if he is not living up, performance-wise, to the money they are paying him. But then when a player can tell a team he will waive his no-trade clause when he wants out, the rules have changed. No wonder a lot of GMs are loath to add no-trade clauses on new deals. There needs to be a better balance in this equation. But that's just my thinking. Every year it seems that hockey is played at a higher and higher pace. More and more players are coming into the game with game-breaking speed. And that includes more 6-plus-foot, 200-pound, human-tissued ballistic missiles. Don't you think it's about time that any new rink in Canada and the US being built should be an Olympic-size configuration? For years not all junior or NHL ice surfaces were the same size. So what would the big deal be if new rinks had a bigger ice surface? New rinks are planned for Ottawa and Calgary. This would be a great time to get the ball rolling on globalizing rinks. We keep hearing about globalizing the game from the NHL. How much more global can you get than the ice? Some of the most exciting hockey we have watched took place on the big ice. With better skating skills being developed on a more consistent basis, the time is ripe to open up the game and showcase those skills. I remember my first shift on an Olympic-sized surface. I never wanted to play on a regular ice surface again. A lot of people I know feel the exact same way. Enjoy and have a safe long weekend. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.